correct to assume that the examiner actually knew what was in these references? I mean, the examination process is very, very clear that the examiner at least must read through the references that were cited.
Well,
and they are cited.
No question about the citation, is there? Yeah, there's no question that in the application they disclosed the existence of Slavian Streitzel. The right way to bring this art to the attention of the examiner, according to the MPEP version in effect in 2004 at the time, is to file an IDS. The MPEP...
Well, that's not the only way to do it. You're not mandated to file an IDS.
Well, I believe...
It's not required.
I believe you are, and the MPEP said, for example, this is section 609.3C1A. It says that information about prior art may not be incorporated into the specification of the application in which it is being supplied, but must be submitted in a separate paper. So the rules say if it's submitted in an IDS, copies are attached, and it says if it's done before the final office action, the examiner has to consider the art. By contrast, if it's simply listed in the specification, it says that's not the right way to do it. And again, I think the collective weight...
What does it say in the MPEP that you can't incorporate a reference in the written description, and it's not the correct way to do it? It must be done by IDS.
Well, it's the language... looks like it's section 609, Roman numeral 3, C1... I'm sorry, A1, and it's the language that says the list of information about the prior art may not be incorporated into the specification of the application in which it is being supplied, but must be submitted in a separate paper. And really,
can you do that by argument to the Patent Office, by showing what those references mean by a written letter to the Patent Office? Does it have to be done through an IDS?
I think it needs to be done through an IDS, and here the argument had the effect, I think, of not causing the examiner to review the art, but the opposite. The misrepresentations led him away from the art. And I guess tying into the intent to deceive point, again, they could have done it the right way. They got the IDS actually ready to file and then made the decision not to file it. So as they're making these misrepresentations, they're making them in a manner that did not require them to provide copies of the references to the examiner, and that did not require the examiner to consider them.